Welcome to the Ganja House Cannabis Audio Monograph Archive. Today we present an in-depth botanical and pharmacological profile of Purple Haze. Purple Haze is classified as a pure sativa dominant classic, approximately 85% sativa, 15% indica, bred from the elite genetic pairing of Original Haze, Colombian Gold, X Oaxacan Gold, X Thai Landrasa, X South Indian, X Purple Thai. Section 1, Origins, Historical Lore, and Cultural Heritage. Purple Haze is an immortal cornerstone of modern cannabis history. Originating in the sun-drenched hills of Santa Cruz, California during the countercultural renaissance of the late 1960s, the cultivar was developed by the legendary Haze brothers, R. Haze and J. Haze, and later stabilized, preserved, and distributed internationally by David Watson, Sam the Skunkman, and Neville Schoenmakers. The strain's name became permanently woven into global pop culture through Jimi Hendrix's iconic 1967 masterpiece, Purple Haze, cementing the cultivar as the quintessential symbol of psychedelic exploration, creative liberation, and transcendent artistic focus. While many modern polyhybrids claim the Haze heritage, authentic Purple Haze preserves the ancient Landrasa genetic soul that defined the golden age of American cannabis breeding. Section 2. Complete Genetics and Lineage Breakdown. The genetic foundation of Purple Haze is an intricate four-way synthesis of premier equatorial landraces, Colombian Gold, Mexican Oaxacan Gold, Highland Thai, and South Indian Kerala landraces, backcrossed with a vibrant Purple Thai phenotype. Because of its pure equatorial lineage, Purple Haze displays true sativa morphology. Slender, delicate fan leaves, wide internodal spacing, and elongated, fox-tailing spear-like floral towers. Under cooler night temperatures, the calyxes express rich violet, magenta, and lavender hues without losing the crystalline blanket of long-stalked glandular trichomes. Section 3. Cannabinoid Chemistry and Laboratory Analysis. Laboratory high-performance liquid chromatography testing reveals a potent phytocannabinoid concentration. Delta-9 THC ranges between 19% to 23%. Cannabigerol tests between 0.9% to 1.4%, with tetrahydrocannabivirin at 1.2% to 2.0%, and cannabidiol under less than 0.2%. Section 4. Terpene profile, olfactory mapping, and flavor spectrum. The primary olfactory character of Purple Haze is described as sweet candied lavender, crushed wild blackberries, exotic oriental incense, spicy earth, and fresh cedar. Its dominant terpene architecture includes terpenylene, 38%, beta-caryophyllene, 22%, myrcene, 18%, alpha-pinene, 14%, osamine, 8%. Section 5. The synergistic entourage effect. Purple Haze features a classical, highly energizing chemical profile dominated by terpenylene, beta-caryophyllene, and alpha-pinene, amplified by elevated natural levels of the rare minor cannabinoid THCV, tetrahydrocannabivirin. THCV acts as a CB1 receptor neutral antagonist agonist, depending on concentration, delivering an immediate non-intoxicating surge of mental energy, appetite suppression, and laser focus. Terpenylene contributes soaring psychedelic euphoria and mood elevation, creating an expansive, kaleidoscopic mental landscape that stimulates artistic expression and deep philosophical introspection. Section 6. Agronomic profile and cultivation guidelines. Cultivating authentic Purple Haze requires patience, space, and a nuanced understanding of equatorial sativa agronomy. Agronomic guidelines. Flowering duration requires 11 to 13 weeks of 12/12 photoperiod to reach full botanical maturity. Stretch management can stretch 200% to 300% during the first 4 weeks of flower. Growers should initiate flowering early or implement aggressive screen of green, scrog trellising, and supercropping. Light and nutrition prefers moderate feeding levels, EC 1.2 to 1.6 millisiemens per centimeter, as Landrasa sativas are sensitive to high nitrogen levels. Thrive under high-intensity full-spectrum lighting with supplemental far-red and UVA spectrums. Harvest window. Look for long fox-tailing floral bracts with swollen calyxes and 90% cloudy trichomes with golden amber heads. Indoor flowering is completed in 11 to 13 weeks, indoor. Late October to November, outdoor. delivering indoor yields of 450 to 550 grams per square meter and outdoor harvests reaching 700 to 1,100 grams. Plant. Section 7. Therapeutic and clinical applications. In medical practice, purple haze is widely prescribed for treatment-resistant depression, chronic fatigue, attention deficit disorders, and mood lethargy. Its uplifting, stimulating cerebral profile revitalizes cognitive motivation and provides gentle daytime relief from chronic somatic aches. Section 8. Experiential architecture and consumption protocol. Recreationally, purple haze is an unforgettable, transcendent experience. The fragrance is an intoxicating blend of sweet berries, exotic incense, and spicy cedarwood. The high is immediate, electric, and euphoric, inspiring boundless creativity, musical appreciation, and vivid conversational flow. This concludes the master botanical profile for purple haze, produced by Ajarn Spencer Littlewood and Agent Gemini Unleashed for Ganja House. Visit ganjahouse.net for complete strain profiles and lab reports.